It depends on who you talk to as to what the name is, but I think ultimately the web says it all. Lawrence and Taylor is the name of the program.
We'll go with that in this portion of the program. How you doing?
And every other portion of the program as well. I'm doing great.
Good.
So it's Friday.
You ready for snow?
No, come on. Who is?
You know, I'm on the way in. I'm looking at the piles along the side of the road. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to put this stuff?
That, you know, that's the $25,000 question there.
And you can't dump it in rivers anymore, according mm-hmm. to the DEQ.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do with it? We got a bunch.
I don't know. Put it in a golf course somewhere. It's not being used right now.
That's a good point. And golf courses are some pretty toxic waste dumps anyway, from all the chemicals they use in golf courses.
Of course, and not to mention all the lost golf balls that, at least that's what happens when I play. But anyway.
Well, President Obama, when he was at the Costco, said he was going to pick up a case of 500 golf balls while he was there, because apparently he loses them too.
Yeah, well, he'd get a lot of use out of them, I'm sure, yeah. As much as he spends time on the course. Not that that's a bad thing for a guy in his position. So, anyway, it's a Friday.
Yes, and I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're probably more ready for Saturday than Friday, I would think.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to put up with me for a couple hours, and then, you know, then it's all good after that.
Right.
So well, the anticipation is there for everyone, not only because we're going to be heckling each other throughout the show here, but also we're going to be talking about some interesting stuff. Of course, you remember yesterday that we gave away those tickets to the movie That Awkward Moment.
Yes, yes.
Which is kind of that... I don't know, guys, comedy, romantic comedy, date movie kind of thing. It's mm-hmm. It's difficult to describe other than to say, you know what, you can go check out the preview because then you'll kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
Opens today, and we've got tickets for it. So we're going
to more?
Give, yeah, a couple more. Got a pair right here in my
wow.
hand. So we'll be giving those away sometime here during the course of the show. Of course, it has also come to that point where we have our semi-sort of monthly kind of discussion about Netflix.
Yes.
We're going to discuss what it is we're watching, because I'm actually amazed, given what I was watching a month ago versus now. It's like, wow, that's changed.
Well,
which is a good thing, I think.
It's funny. I was having difficulty picking out the things that I did watch.
Mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of Netflix. There's hardly an evening that goes by
sure.
that minimally I don't watch an hour of a series that I'm mm-hmm. into, mm-hmm. Let alone watch some movies.
Sure.
And they have this thing recently watched, and mm-hmm. that's going to help me a great deal when it comes.
You know, that's what we use because we tend to watch the same series until we get to the end of it.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's see, what did we watch? Oh, there it is. Okay. Whole lot easier to find on that than it is on the list, which I think we have over 100 things marked. So.
Yeah, yeah. And I watch the What's Popular on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk about this.
Yeah, sure,
but,
sure.
But that's find stuff up. I wouldn't normally be attracted to.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to give you one of the tips that I use, assuming I can remember it between now and then. But I found some interesting ones another way that is... a unique way of doing it.
Well, and so. You've given me some good suggestions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of them yet?
They're on the to-do list.
Ah,
but
okay.
I've got to finish some things first.
Got to work some stuff out. That's okay. All right. I'm also going to talk about a little bit later on in the program, you know, you can make money on the web doing anything.
Really?
Anything. And there's a woman,
where are you going with this?
There's a woman in Korea that is making money doing a daily video, and it's not for what you think.
Oh, I was wondering where this was going.
It's for something totally different and totally benign for most people.
Really?
So we'll talk about that a little bit later. So that
well, I'll come
thing.
Back for that.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. We did do a video of the day, which we're doing this weekdays.
Yes.
We're posting the video of the day. And today, Songify the News. And this is by a group of people that decided, you know what, the news is not fun enough.
This is not slow jamming the news.
No, this is not slow jamming the news. This is not, you know, it's not late night or anything like okay. that. This is a group that decides the news is not fun enough just delivered normally. They set it to music and auto-tune various newsmakers so that it sounds like they're singing along. This particular one features a Democratic congresswoman, Bill O'Reilly, Bob Schieffer is a part of this one, Newt Gingrich, among others. And they sing about steak, vodka, and caviar. You just have to see it. It's kind of fun. So check that out. And actually, I believe here just a few minutes ago, we had that posted on our Facebook site.
Okay.
So you can go there and get the link for that. And actually, if you're not hooked up with us on Facebook.
You should be.
Absolutely, you should be. We're just developing a large following of people there, and we'd like to add you to it. So if you have not gone there, and it's a simple process, very simple process to be able to do this, just go to our website, WKZO.com. Up top, there's a little F for Facebook. Hmm. You just click there. It takes you right to the page. And if you haven't liked us already, well, I'm not going to insult you by teaching you how to like a page because you know how to do that. All you got to do is just, there you go. It's done. So, and very easy. You'll be able to keep up with the videos that we're doing. We do some sports notes on there and just other stuff. I mean, we're planning all sorts of things. So you want to be in on the ground floor of that. So
cool.
Check all that out.
And it's free.
Yes, of course. Well, I was going to charge people for it, but you know what? Roger talked me out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's just that way. He's
give,
thinking
give,
about
give.
It. Of course. He's that kind of guy. Well, one thing that apparently the legislature is thinking about, the state legislators, they're thinking about giving us the gift of larger numbers on those speed limit signs.
Will it change anything is my question. Or will it just mean there's fewer tickets given?
That could be. I don't know. But they're apparently planning, there's a proposal to raise the speed limits on most of Michigan's roads. The thought is that on some of the highways, instead of 55 miles per hour, it would go up to 70. Which in some highways, that makes a lot of sense because you're puttering along at 55 and, oh, look, I passed a barn.
Yeah.
You know, so it needs to be a little faster in some of those areas. Apparently, other speed limits would increase to 75, meaning, of course, all those people would probably speed up to 80 at that point, I have a feeling.
Well, because everybody knows the cops give you five over.
Yeah.
And so I set my cruise. Can I say this? I set my cruise control at 75, mm-hmm. and I never get hassled. Mm-hmm. And so if they raise it to 75, I'll move to 80.
Just kind of bump it a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you think about the departure from, I remember as a kid growing up, they were always talking about drive 55, stay alive, and all this stuff. And, you know, now it seems like a lot of people have moved that speed limit back up.
I'm assuming we're not talking about all roads, that there's going to be some reasonableness test given before doing this.
I mean, they're saying, of course, neighborhood street limits would remain at 25 miles per hour. You're not going to see Main Street out here at 80 miles per hour.
Good.
That's just that doesn't seem reasonable, of course. This is a lot about the highways going, say, from Kalamazoo to Battle Creek or something like that, you know.
Or in the UP, they have a case for there's nowhere near enough traffic to justify an expressway. And yet there's mile after mile after mile of just trees. Mm-hmm. And every 10 or 15 minutes you'll pass a car.
Yeah.
And why do you have to putt along at 55 there?
Mm-hmm. One wonders.
Through downtown Kalamazoo on Michigan Avenue, 80 would be a bit much.
Probably. Yeah. I have a feeling.
I'm thinking.
Given the traffic volume as well. But no, I know exactly what you're talking about with your analogy there. I used to drive semi-regularly through the state of Mississippi. Same deal.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Right.
And, you know, just trees. Wow.
More trees.
Wait, even more trees. Yes. How about that? So, no, there are a few towns there, but not very many.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think, you know, you got to look at it on a case-by-case basis. Obviously, in town, you're probably not going to see radical changes to the way the speed limits work. I can't picture them going 35. Well, we could up that to 45.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's going to happen. But I think if you see some of these stretches of, say, I-69, for instance, coming from the Indiana border up, there's just not a lot there.
Yeah.
So maybe speed it up a little bit there.
Going to 75 isn't going to put people's lives at risk.
Or what do they call it? 127 is what they were calling it when I was here in the state before. The highway going from Lansing up to Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
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 That's an area where there's nothing there.
Right.
There's just not much going on
there. Flat.
So, So in that case, you know, particularly on the limited access sections of that highway, which I think is most of them now,
yeah,
that would make sense to up the speed limit there. Going through Flint, probably not.
Yeah.
You know, well, you got to look at it case by case, I think.
You know, the state police use the speed that drivers are driving to determine as a part of the way to determine what the speed limit should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, especially on expressways, people have already voted on this when you see
with their foot, I think,
everybody speeding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The only time that doesn't happen is when there's a snowstorm or something.
Well, but, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I think the only problem with that, and I think you could agree with this, too, is if people are voting with their foot to say, no, it could be a little faster.
Yeah.
If they up that speed limit up to 75, people go, no, it could be faster.
There's a risk. There's a risk in that. Yeah.
There is. I mean, there needs to be that spot where it's like, okay, where have we gotten to the point of where, all right, I can't handle it going that fast,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And I have to admit, and I don't think Montana does this anymore, but back when things were loosened up, they basically just said, speed limit, whatever.
Reasonable and proper
is
how it was posted.
They put up signs to that effect or whatever until somebody said, no, that ain't working.
Yeah.
But, no, let's not go to that by any stretch. But I think, and you got to keep in mind for yourself, too, you know what? If I can't handle it going that speed, maybe I ought to slow down just a little bit and stay in the proper lane.
You think?
Hint, hint, hint.
Yes. Well, you know, I used to have a store in Grand Rapids, and one morning I was driving up there, and right where the business loop comes in, the penetrator, and heads north to Grand Rapids, a Kent County sheriff pulled on to the expressway, and he was driving about 80, and nobody would pass him.
Of course.
And so there ended up being this string of cars following this Kent County sheriff, and we're all going 80.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the Kent County line, and he turned his flashers on for just a second and slowed down to 70, and everybody slowed down to 70. But when we were in Allegan County, driving at 80 was just fine. But when he got back into Kent County, he warned everybody, I'm back on duty. I thought it was a nice guy.
You could just sit there and go, okay, we'll slow down now.
But he warned everybody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think when it comes down to it, my thought on this is I'm for it in the areas where it earns it.
Yeah.
You know, because there's areas that just I can remember several years back driving on some of the northern sections of 131. There's nothing out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, along about Big Rapids in that area.
Yeah.
There's not much up there.
Right.
You know, so, okay, that might be an area where we bump that up a little bit.
So. Well, and I'd like to see something in this change that would have it reviewed after a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at the deaths on the highways and the number of accidents. And if it has encouraged everybody, doing what I said I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. If they raise it to 75, well, then I'll drive 80.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if everybody does that, maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Could be. Don't know. It's...
Maybe we could do it with a sunset and it has to be renewed in 2 years after some sort of thought process.
Now, there's one thing that, and this just comes from my time living in Ohio, because I did live there for quite a few years, when they were nervously considering upping their speed limit, because, you know, they always are very nervous about that sort of thing and have highway patrol everywhere. Yes, they do.
Yes.
That's not just a rumor. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But when they did that, one of the things they did is they said, all right, it's going to be 65 for most of you, but... if you drive a semi, you drive a bus, you drive this or that, your speed limit is still down here at 55.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wonder if that would make sense to be able to say, all right, speed limit for cars is 75. Speed limit for trucks is 65.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. I don't know. You know, and I don't know if that's a good idea or a bad idea. You know, maybe I'm just totally misinformed on that. Now, since that time, Ohio has abandoned it, so maybe they know something we don't on that.
But, yeah. Well, maybe we've got a truck driver listening.
Could be.
And could talk to us about this with some firsthand experience.
Certainly, certainly. Or if anybody wants to call in and say, you know what, I got a thought on that, bad idea, here's why. Or I've got a thought on that, great idea, here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call, because honestly, I'm not informed on this one. I really am not. So I'd love to hear some arguments on both sides. 382-4280. Or the toll-free number is
877-382-4280.
Okay. There you go. Just give us a call and share your insights on the topic. And I tell you what, while you're dialing, we'll take a little time for you here as we continue ahead with the program. It's called Lawrence and Taylor. We're discussing speed limits. We're ready to hear from you. The program is Lawrence and Taylor. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. You don't need to know his name.
Yeah. I'm the other guy.
He's the other guy. No, he's Roger. And I think we like. Do we like you today? I don't remember.
So I haven't gotten in trouble yet, have I?
Not yet.
Okay.
But the day is young.
Yeah,
so, you know,
I got time.
Yeah, there's still time here. So tell you what, though, right now we're going to get Bill on the line. He's been waiting through the break. Bill from Grand Rapids. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Bill.
I enjoy your show.
I'm glad somebody does, really.
Well, yeah, you know, when you're stuck driving all the time for a living, you listen to a number of things you normally wouldn't.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
But this is not one of them, because I do enjoy it.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you.
Great. So,
okay,
so you sure. drive for
well,
a living.
Now that we have the brown nosing out of the way.
We love it, though.
There's an entire country north of us that needs to adjust their speed limits. If you drive in Canada, of course, they go by the kilometer method.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you a month to go 30 miles. It's just crazy. There's no cars. There's nothing. There's you. And a speed limit sign that keeps you doing 45 miles an hour.
Wow.
Bill, is that...
And the Mounties, of course. They help you stay at that speed.
Mm-hmm. Bill, is that one of the reasons we see so many Ontario trucks cruising on I-94? Do they come down and cut through the United States because we have expressways and higher speed limits?
Of course. I would imagine that's part of it. A lot of it is that, most of their customers are down here.
True.
Okay. And which does mean that we really do need a bridge besides the Ambassador Bridge. But, you know, that's another topic you guys can get into. But if you've ever been up into Canada, Oh, my goodness. You'd better take a six-hour energy drink.
Well, and wow. Even on their expressways, you can be on the QEW, and it still seems like you could get out and walk faster.
Oh, it sure does, especially when you go from, you know, Michigan, like you say, everybody drives 75. I think personally that they should make they should let the trucks do 70, because a lot of times, how many times have you been in a rolling roadblock because a semi is doing a half a mile an hour faster than the one in the right lane?
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
And there's you and 73 other people pounding on their steering wheels.
Absolutely.
There's no really good solution, because people are going to inch up whatever they make it. However, boy, Canada is just... it's just amazing.
Okay. Do you drive a truck, Bill, or are you in a car with the driving you said you did?
I drive a minivan, and I put a couple of hundred miles a night on it. And the main driving, my brother drives for a living. I ride with him sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Canada is just... I can understand why people would have their one hand on the wheel and reading a book with the author, because it's just, it's so boring.
Well,
but
thanks,
anyway,
Bill.
Hey, yeah, okay, thank you for your time. Have a good weekend, guys, and think spring.
Thank you. We will.
Okay, stay safe out there, Bill.
Yeah, bye now.
All right. Bill there giving us his insights. You know, I've never actually driven in Canada, so I didn't... Didn't know all that stuff.
Yeah, their maximum speed is about 63, 64, or something like that.
Doesn't sound
And that's on an expressway.
Well, tell you what, we've got a couple of people on the line. If they can hang with us, we'll get to them here in just a little bit as we continue the discussion right here on Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKCO. The name of the program is Lawrence and Taylor. I'm Jeremy Lawrence.
I'm Roger Taylor.
And he's Rick Shields.
We have a guest guest host this afternoon.
Isn't this amazing? He just kind of popped right in here and there's not really anything to report farm-wise, so I'm assuming you're up to something over there.
I've been up to some good today, as a matter of fact, and so have a couple of thousand other people out at Ag Action Day at Kalamazoo Valley Community College, just kind of wrapping it up. They had 3-hour-and-a-half sessions, some credits people picked up for pesticide applications. Great day. Good to see a lot of wonderful folks out there every year at Ag Action Day. And at WKZO's booth, we had folks putting their names and numbers in the box to win a pair of tickets. In fact, a couple of pair of tickets to That Awkward Moment, showing at Celebration Cinema.
And that actually opens today. So this is a brand new movie.
Yeah. It can be the first on their back 40 to head on down.
There you go.
Would you like me to draw some?
Sure.
How many? There's two.
We have two coming up here, Roger, as we spin the wheel of fortune. Yes. No.
Here's one.
Okay. This first one is, drum roll please. As
we're
only
very
Roger can do.
Here.
It's low-tech but effective. David Rutten of Scotts.
There's our first winner.
There we go. Winner.
And the next one.
Man is good with his hands.
The suspense is killing me over here.
And the second winner is Barbara Reese of Kalamazoo.
All right.
All right.
David and Barbara, congratulations, and go enjoy the movie. Some good popcorn, too.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You had a lot of fun out there today from the sounds of it.
Oh, yeah. We had a full house, literally, always do, and lots of people to see every year there.
Good.
Carl Gunther was by to say hi, and you'll hear him again next week here on WKZO and on WKZO and Michigan Ag Now anytime. So
cool. Definitely. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well,
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Stay out of the snow this weekend.
Well, hey, I wanted to make my debut on the afternoon show in style, and it sounds like I did it.
Yeah.
Well, given that, I think it's the perfect time to go get yourself some coffee or take a nap. I don't know which. But
you've been up a while.
Those are – yeah, I have. Those two things are kind of diametrically opposed, aren't they?
I suppose so. Just depends on if you're a night owl or if you're thinking, you know what, I'm going to turn in early.
Yeah, Jeremy, coffee doesn't bother me at all. If it's time to sleep, I sleep. I could drink a lot of coffee before I go. May wake up later on, but hey, that's the way it is.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Rick. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
And we're going to turn from that actually to the phones once again because Christy has been waiting for a little while. And first of all, Christy, thanks for being so patient, and welcome to the program.
Well, I'm always happy to have a chance to talk with my buddy Roger, so and you're an added bonus, so it's all good.
Cool.
Yeah. When you were talking about Montana and their speed limits, they have they didn't leave it wide open. There's a daytime speed limit of 70 or 75, and then they also have a nighttime speed limit, which is lower. And then they have separate speed limits for trucks also.
And they're lower than the automobile speed limits.
Right, yeah. I think trucks at night are 55, and during the daytime, their limit is either 60 or 65.
Okay.
Do you know, did they have any additional deer, antelope, crashes because of the increased speed limits?
Well, I know that there is a big problem with roadkill in Montana, and it was such a problem that they're building wildlife corridors where animals can cross either underneath an underpass or an overpass.
Yeah.
And because all kinds of animals, if you hit, you think it's bad here with a deer when you hit a car. If you hit a 900-pound elk.
Yeah, that would leave a mark, I think.
That's a problem.
Yeah, and and that's just, you know, an unnecessary killing of wildlife. And so they said, you know, we need to do something. So they started building those corridors. And I don't know if it was before, it had to have been after the speed limits were lowered. So there was still, I'd say there were still problems with wildlife being killed by cars.
Okay.
And I've seen a few elk that have been hit by cars, and you don't even want to think of what the car looked like that hit that elk.
I'm sure. Yeah. Christy, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. We go from Christy. Another of our callers, Jim, has been waiting for quite a while. So let's get Jim on the phone here from Kalamazoo. Jim, glad you're with us. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon? Can you hear me there?
Oh, yes. We're here.
Absolutely. Oh, good. Okay. Hey, I look at it as another just expenditure we don't need in the state of Michigan. I just drove 200 miles back from Traverse City where 1,300 township officials were meeting up there and, you know, learned some things about how the state of Michigan legislature still is assaulting the local government. Things like, raising the speed limit, I just drove down 131, the roads were clear, people are doing 80 to 85 miles an hour anyway. So wouldn't it be a lot cheaper to send a memo out to the state police that if road conditions are clear, let people go what they need to? Because I didn't see a state cop all the way down here. And the roads were safe and clear, and, you know, nobody was in the ditches. It was a lot different than the other day when I went up there and roads were ice covered, but people were driving slower too. So I think they got better things in Lansing to work on. Like one of them is road funding. They have $800 million that they're sitting on up in Lansing. They're thinking of rolling the income tax or the personal income tax rate back in the state of Michigan from 4.25 to 3.9, I think, which is a great idea as far as in thought. But what is going to save the average person in the state of Michigan isn't going to add up to amount of beans. It's not going to change your lifestyle in any way. Where you could take part of that money and help fix in these roads that are certainly going to deteriorate when spring thaw comes around. And they still, as from what my people up there in the MTA legislature talk about, they still don't have a plan in place to fund road expenditures.
Okay.
So I really think Lansing needs to get on the ball. Even before I went up there, I'm starting to get the attitude to throw the bums out. because all we have is that when they want something passed, they did it last year with Right to Work, and they did it again in December with this abortion insurance issue. When they want something, they put that thing in at the 11th hour, and they jam it right through. But something like road funding and some other, there's election things that are on the ballot, that are on their plate up there in Lansing, that they're not getting anywhere on. So I don't know. I have a different view on that.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Jim. All right. We shift gears now because, you know what? Apparently we got some weather that's going to be on the way. Maybe.
Really?
Maybe. You possibly. Think? Well, they're thinking.
Well, let's find out.
So I want to find out from Bob Larson just exactly what's going to be happening this weekend, because if it's as bad as they say, it doesn't look real good. But I'd like to find out if it's going to happen at all. So, Bob, any thoughts?
Yeah, it looks like it's a lot more than just a maybe.
Okay.
It is going to snow. We've got a storm on the way. Snow breaks out in the hours before daybreak, so it's not an issue for us this evening at all. So I wouldn't let it ruin your Friday evening plans. But snow is on the way for the overnight hours, and then snow Saturday could be heavy at times before ending early Saturday night. A significant storm. In other words, more than just a covering to an inch or two, like we've seen at times with the past few systems to come through. Expecting between 3 and 6 inches, there's probably going to be a narrow corridor, and if I had to guess, I would say just north of here, where there's going to be maybe upwards to 8 inches of snow. Ooh. You don't have to go too far to the south of here toward the Indiana line, where there'll be sleet and freezing rain mixing in. That'll tend to hold the snow amounts down, maybe in the order of more like 2 or 3 inches. But all areas are going to be dealing with a winter storm on Saturday.
How far north of here do you think that band of a couple of extra inches?
Yeah, I don't think it's all the way to Grand Rapids. It might be in the order of just 30, 40 miles north of here. And that's a line that we'll have to watch carefully because of that shift south a little bit. Then suddenly right here it's 7 or 8 inches. But anyway, it's not that there's an extraordinary difference between 6 and 8. I think you pretty much have to deal with it the same way.
Yeah.
But point is, it's a significant snowfall that is on the way. Some of it will be heavy. And my word for today is snowstorms, plural. I wrote down snowstorm, and I realized, who am I kidding? Because I see not just one, not even two, but probably three of these in the next 7 days. This is storm number one. Storm number two comes Tuesday, probably of a similar order, although we'll know more about that certainly by Monday. But it looks like another 3 to 6 inch snowfall. Storm number three due about a week from now, maybe later Friday night of next week. Tough to say how much that would be at this point, but could be similar. So three of them on the way.
Storm number one, storm number two, or storm number three. Bob, I got to ask, can I take what's in the box instead?
Yeah, wish I had a nice offer there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now one thing I wanted to ask, Bob, because wind has been such an issue for the last several days around here. Is that going to be a problem tomorrow or no?
Not so much. This is a very different kind of storm. What we've seen lately of clippers that have come through, and clippers are notorious for having a lot of wind. This one's not a clipper, and I don't think there'd be much wind with it. I don't mean to imply that it's dead calm with a 2-mile-an-hour wind or something maybe, but I think it might be just in the order of 8 to 16, not 15 to 30 with a lot of blowing and drifting. No, I don't see that.
Okay.
It might be behind that second storm on Tuesday. I would be worried about that.
This is a heavier snow. Does that cut down on the drifting?
That, too, it does, because it's not going to be that dry, fluffy snow. It'll have more moisture involved with it, which certainly makes it harder to shovel and move about. When I say heavier, I don't mean just intensity of the snow, but I mean the sheer weight of the storm. Uh-huh. The snow will be heavier, and that cuts down on drifting as well. That plus the fact there's less wind.
Now we can just come up with a place to put this stuff after it hits the ground.
Right.
Speaking of the amount of snow we have, can we take a look at the figures?
Let's do that. Here we are at the last day of January, so we don't have the numbers for today in yet, but we've got 30 of the 31 days of January to compare to last year. And last January at this point, our average temperature was 3.5 above average at 27.9. We now stand at 16.1 degrees for the month. That's 8.5 below average, so that's a 12-degree swing. Precipitation-wise, we're above average this month. If you melt down all the snow, it comes out to 2.11. That's about a third of an inch wetter than average. But last January at this point, we were 2 1/3 inches wetter than average. The big difference is in snowfall. Last January, we had 18.6 inches of snow, about 18.5. It's a fair amount, 1.5 feet of snow. Mm-hmm. Compare that to this January, 43.4 inches of snow. And I would say end counting, but of course tomorrow is February snow, not January. So that's probably going to be our final total for the month, 43.4. For the season, last January at this point, for the entire winter season up to this date, we had 22.8 inches of snow. We stand at 66.5 so far this season.
Wow. Now, one question before you run off, Bob. I had seen a prediction from some local weather officials talking about that this winter we could break the 100-inch mark as far as snow. Would you agree with that, or
well,
is it too 66
and a half, and talking about three storms coming up in the next 7 days, and the next 7 days only takes us to the first week of February, with more than a month to go before winter ends. So I can easily see that, yes.
Okay. All right.
Because there could theoretically be 9-10 inches even on the low end of these storms with all three of them.
Yeah, if when you add them all up. And even, as I said, even that only takes us through the first week of February. A lot of real estate left. So, unfortunately, we very well could be headed to triple digits in terms of a snow total. In fact, I would say it's pretty likely at this point.
Okay.
All right. Well, Bob Larson, thanks for checking in, and have yourself a great weekend.
I'm going to find that silver lining one of these days, gentlemen. Oh. I haven't found it yet, but we're working on it.
I'm hoping so.
Okay.
Thoughts of spring
yeah.
Eternal.
Hey,
there we go.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, Bob. There's Bob Larson from AccuWeather, and you know what? I think I was going to take a break, but looking up here, Greg's been on the line for a little while.
And
so
he has been really patient.
He really has. So I don't think he's taken up knitting yet, but he's probably been tempted in the time he's waiting. So, Greg, we're going to go ahead and have you on the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Guys, could be my imagination, but it seems like even though the speed limits are posted the same on all the highways, this is in Michigan regarding highway speeds, but seems that they take on a different personality, the different highways. And to me, it's almost depends on how much traffic is out there. For example, the gentleman just mentioned I 131. To me, that's kind of a medium as far as speed. People, you know, don't be speeders like you mentioned, but I think 94 gets more traffic, and I think that gets more speeders yet. And then you cut off, maybe go up to Lansing Way, up towards Flint or something, Saginaw Bay City, and that's 69. That's you better watch yourself because it's not as heavily traveled. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to see the real wild, wild east, you go to I-75/23. Because there seems to be no speed limit control over there on I-75.
Well, Michigan drivers are some of the fastest in the nation. I remember MDOT got in trouble because they were measuring average speed to report to the feds at night during snowstorms. And the feds said, you've really got to give us a better average. And so I think you're onto something that Michigan drivers tend to drive quickly anyway, but the fastest cars on I-94 all have Illinois plates on them, if you've ever noticed.
Yeah, and like I say, you could go 94 towards Detroit and hop on that I-75, US-23-75, either north or south, and boy, you better be prepared to drive at least 70 or somebody's going to be hitting you up from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Yeah, you betcha.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks, Greg, for joining in. And the program will continue right here. The name of the program, Lawrence and Taylor. I'm not going to mention your name. You know it already. And if you ever want to participate with us in the show, feel free to give us a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 as we continue ahead. It's 590 WKZO, Lawrence and Taylor, the name of the program. We're here for you. We've been talking speed limits. Apparently, there's some works afoot to get the speed limit increased. in the state of Michigan. For some people, are going to say, yeah, as if they don't go fast enough in this state. But they're actually looking into this. Under this proposal, they're saying that some highways would see the speed limit go from 55 up to 70. Mm-hmm. And that's very sensible in some of those areas where it needs it. Sometimes 70 increasing to 75. They said in town, pretty much things wouldn't change. I wouldn't expect it to at that point. I think there's definitely a need to look at some of this. But I kind of wonder if case by case needs to be the operating rule instead of just, you know what, let's just raise them all.
Yeah. Well, and one of the previous callers, maybe there needs to be some local input into changing these speed limits, especially where these roads go right through communities.
Well, and you think about, just locally, I've spent a little time during rush hour, not a lot, but a little time on 131 and the interstate and that kind of thing. And, it's pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
So increased speed limit, that might not be good. I don't know, with all that traffic, because it's got to go someplace.
Well, one of the reasons we had all these big traffic accidents during the weekend blizzard is because I-94 is way over its design capacity. It was designed back in the 50s, and it really doesn't have the capacity for the amount of traffic it's carrying.
Sure.
And does raising the speed limit on an overcapacity road, does that make sense? If we're already seeing accidents because it's too crowded and people were obviously driving too fast for the conditions, does raising the speed limit just make a bad situation worse?
It's hard to say, but we're certainly open to ideas and suggestions.
Yeah.
So 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Roger, looking ahead, we've still got the next hour of the program, and I wanted to kind of give you a little tease. One thing we like to do is, Roger and I are talking all the time about what we've watched on Netflix, and we decided to share it with you. We did it last month and had some interesting suggestions. I actually added something to my list at the suggestion of a listener, so
cool.
Haven't got there yet, but it's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an opportunity. We're going to be telling you some of the things we're watching, and then you'll be able to tell us some of the things you're watching. We're going to do that next hour.
And we're going to give somebody a chance to go see That Awkward Moment.
Yes, of course. So that's still coming up. Meantime, though, we do have a few minutes right now. We're going to use those to have a little chat with Phil, who's standing by. Phil, welcome.
There. Yes, sir. Let's talk about the speed limits and accidents for a few minutes. I'm just vaguely familiar with them.
Okay.
I'd only started being a policeman in 1960, and I left government cops in 1982. Let's talk about the accidents that are going on. Most of them are not accidents. They are people traveling too fast for conditions, and they know they're doing it, and they're off the road or into a car. Let's talk about a specific accident and speed. If you can picture the Manistee Gambling Casino, which is on the corner of M-22 and U.S. 31. Mm-hmm. Taking U.S. 31 on out of town, you go down a steep hill into a valley and up to the top of the hill and continue on north. At that time, a little boy is standing on the north side of the road, and a big pulp truck is coming by. And the little boy stands on the side of the road, and he puts his right hand up in the air, and he pulls down on an imaginary air horn for the guy to toot his horn. And the truck driver did, and he waved to the kid and went on his way. And the little boy walked across the road on his way home, and just as he gets into the middle of the northbound lane, a lady comes over the hill and hits him. And she says, and I was the nearest car. So I got there just about the same time as an ambulance did, and I walked over to the lady. I said, can you and your lady friend just meet me back at the hospital? We're going to get this kid to the hospital first. So we did, and at the hospital, I asked her, I said, tell me what happened. And she says, Phil, we come over to the top of the hill, and she says, this little boy is there, and all of a sudden I hit him, and he says, very slowly, all time stopped. and he just went into the air floating, and he continued floating.
Thanks, Phil. We got to run right now, so I appreciate your call.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.